ho, and Merry Christmas, or at least it's almost Christmas.
I think you're getting a little too excited about Christmas, especially this year.
What do you mean too excited? You can never be too excited about Christmas.
Yeah, well, I agree with Peyton. Christmas is going to suck this year because we're stuck in quarantine or lockdown, and we can't do all the fun things we usually do.
I know, it's going to be so lame.
You guys, I think you're looking at this all wrong. I think that we can look at Christmas in two ways. Number one, that it's going to be different, but we can still find ways to have fun and be with our families, even if it's virtual. Or that it's going to be different and no fun at all, and we don't even try to find new ways to celebrate.
I choose to look on the bright side of things and look for this to be the most unique but still fun Christmas ever.
Oh, I get it. Unique as in a Christmas you never experienced before.
That's right.
I love the idea of thinking about all the different and unique things I can do with my family. It makes me feel better already.
Yeah, I agree. We can make the best of it by looking for things that we might not normally do, and who knows, maybe we even can start new traditions.
I have to admit, even though we've been in a pandemic for most of this year, when I look back at 2020, I realize that this is the year that I have actually learned the most.
That is so true. I'm so much better with using technology. I found some new and interesting ways to learn.
I have learned how to connect with my family around the world in new ways and actually talk to them even more now that I know how to use FaceTime and Zoom.
We have learned how to spend time playing board games, hanging out outside, and have found some really new ways to have fun as a family too.
I learned how to be more independent and how to use technology to find out some really cool stuff.
I have learned how much I love school and miss all the things I took for granted. Now I know that I'm never going to take those things for granted again, and I'm going to be the best hugger in the universe and the most excited student in school when everything is back to normal.
Haha, I agree. I even learned how to cook, build stuff, and do chores around the house, which has made my family happier because I'm helping out more.
I learned how to organize my drawers, my closet, and learn how to do crafts and knit.
So let's get back to our topic today. We are
Peyton,
Bree,
Kaden,
and Scarlett.
And we are going to teach you about how to make this Christmas the most unique but still fun even though we're going through a pandemic Christmas ever.
We're not going to be no Grinches no matter what. Let's get started.
Okay, if you live where we live, you may be stuck inside more than you want to be because the weather might be a little too cold. That's where indoor scavenger hunts come into play. There are even apps you can use to find more ideas. It will help us explore our homes and notice all the stuff we have. Plus, it's really fun.
Another idea for indoor activities is create a board and bucket. It's part craft, part strategy. Gather a bunch of popsicle sticks and write on them. Paint them and decorate them. Next, on each popsicle stick, write a boredom buster with a Sharpie. Some examples might do a puzzle, have a dance party 1 hour each time, etc. That way, when you get bored, you pull a popsicle stick and are randomly entertained. Random, get it?
Yeah, we get it. You're so funny. I got another one for us to do. Start a podcast just like we did. Learn how to set it up, what your podcast is going to be about, and just start creating and see where it will lead you. Who knows? Maybe you'll be famous like us someday or even better difference makers in our world.
This one is super fun, and it is an outdoor activity. This one is called Excavate. Have your parents or siblings bury a bunch of stuff, then have a race to see who can dig up the most stuff.
Okay, before the pandemic, escape rooms were all the rage. Why not bring an escape room to your home? You can download all sorts of escape kits and set up a game in your living room. There are even fun themes like pirates, superheroes, villains, etc. Super cool and fun. You can even do it virtually with other families.
If you're feeling a little low energy, set up a movie date with your friends virtually. Grab all the treats and popcorn, set up a Zoom sesh, and watch a movie together or play a virtual game together. This one is lots of fun and super easy to do.
Oh yeah, there are so many games you can play virtually. Games like Uno, Monopoly, Romoli, Heads Up, etc. Find your favorite games and FaceTime your grandparents and have a blast!
Okay, window art is another fun thing, and it provides joy to people walking by because they see your beautiful art in the windows. Grab some tempera paint and get to creating messages of hope, joy, jokes, and beautiful art, etc.
Some other active things you can do is make an indoor Ninja Warrior obstacle course or play Floor is Lava. You can set up a tent inside and then do s'mores over an outside fire. Find a rink to go skate, go tobogganing, play laundry basket basketball, mini stick hockey, and so much more.
I like parties, so I think a virtual holiday party would be fun. You can do theme nights like sparkly themes, ugly sweater themes, Christmas vacation themes, etc. And theme the food and music too. So much fun.
Okay, this one is super cool. It's target practice. Empty water bottles and paper towel rolls make awesome targets. Or you can just make a red target circle out of craft paper. Use Nerf shooters to hit the targets or use bean bags.
I love doing this one with my family. We all hop into the vehicle, crank up the Christmas tunes, and do a drive-through Christmas light show. And look at all the Christmas decorations in our community.
Oh, wow. I guess you were right. Christmas isn't canceled this year after all. And the best part of all is we can still attend a Christmas church service virtually or in some places in person. Christmas Eve is my favorite.
Well, I guess we really can make the best of it and maybe even adopt some new traditions.
Okay, I know which choice I'm choosing.
What's that?
I'm going to make the best of it, learn some lessons along the way, and appreciate that we are all happy, healthy, and safe.
Us too.
So let's make a plan to make the best of spending time with our family and continue to find the magic of the Christmas season.
Merry Christmas, everyone, from all of us and our Even If You Miss podcast team.
Merry Christmas!